Tip number 71. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcast tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, always on dashboard widgets. For a limited time, GoDaddy is offering $1.99 domain names, transfers, or renewals with each and every new non-domain product you buy. Each domain name includes complete email, a $9.95 value free. That's your own personalized email account, plus 1 Minute Tip listeners get an additional 10% off any order. Just enter TECH3, that's T-E-C-H and the number 3 as your source code. And now back to the tip. Have you ever wanted a dashboard widget to stick on your screen and not go away? Now, when I first heard about this tip, I was a little worried about opening up the terminal, but actually it works very, very easy. Here's what you do. Go to the Applications folder and open up Utilities, and then launch the terminal. Type the following in Terminal. Defaults, spacebar. Write, W-R-I-T-E, spacebar. Com, dot apple, dot dashboard, spacebar. Dev mode, D-E-V-M-O-D-E, spacebar, and the word yes in capitals. Hit the return key and quit out of Terminal. Log out of your account and log back in again. Now this next part is really strange. Okay, now you've logged back in. Click on your dashboard icon in your dock, then click on the plus sign that shows to the left of it. Now your dashboard widgets slide out. Press and start to drag the widget out onto the canvas in your Finder, and then push F12 to close the dashboard. And this widget is going to stick. It's really strange. And when you're tired of the widget stuck in the Finder, use the Option key to dismiss it. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com, now with over 80 tips and over 500,000 downloads.